From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Colorado lawmakers tasked with crafting legislation to collect data on racial profiling have not agreed on any significant measures to introduce in next year's legislative session. A committee of six lawmakers today agreed to introduce only one measure, one that would let people voluntarily identify their race and ethnicity on their driver's licenses and identification cards. That measure was meant to work in conjunction with another proposal, but a $7.3 million price tag there concerned some lawmakers. Work to repair and extend the levees that protect downtown Pueblo from flooding will likely get underway again early next year. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports that's a little later than expected.
This phase of the project includes taking about 12 feet off the top of the Arkansas River levee. The dirt removed will be used to extend the levee along Wild Horse Creek, which flows into the Arkansas. Work is generally scheduled for the winter due to lower river levels. Consulting engineer Kim Cook says the late start shouldn't be a problem because the main levee work doesn't require going into the water, and the Wild Horse extension will mostly be on high ground.
Low flows through the creek will not impact construction operations. Major storms could have some impact.
The lower part of the concrete panels on the Arkansas River levee won't be removed during this phase, but the murals painted along this stretch will be damaged by the work starting this winter. For KRCC News, I'm Shauna Lewis in Pueblo.
And for KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.